We are reading from the book Zohar La'am, Bereshit 1, Genesis 1, the article, "And the Lord God commanded the man." We're starting with item 432. You can download this material and ask questions on kab.tv. "And the Lord commanded the man," item 432.
Here too we can do the same exercise, to see behind this whole story, where there's none else beside him, in what form does it affect us, it is revealed, it is concealed, under all kind of parzufim, under all kind of a sour or happy faces, threatening or embracing, etc. The main thing is more and more to try and locate through what is happening. As what the Kabbalists explain to us is what occurs in the desire, because the image occurs in the desire. So they tell us about the desires that to some extent are corrected towards the Creator. So if we will come to the same degree of the correction of the desire, we will understand what they are talking about. However, even on a smaller degree, because all the parzufim are the same ten sefirot in which occurs the same reality, same original reality, that is also at the end of correction, and also on the smallest spiritual degree. The difference is only in the resolution. Well, say, the intensity of the picture, if we speak of spiritual degrees, then only the intensity of the picture, either completely clear with all its incidents, with all its details, since we climb up the ladder of degrees, we add more and more details to it, or we are in kind of a foggy manner. However, still, just like the newborn in our world, still he has some connection with the world. Yet, for the time being, we are in a disconnected state. So indeed, this is a special state whereby there is no connection with what is called the surrounding light and through man, meaning we do not have yet a connection, meaning knowing how to send a request and how to receive the reply. However, through the efforts, we start to feel that pipe that, yes, it does exist and it connects between us. So, please.
"And the Lord God commanded the man. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may eat. Command is nothing but idol worship. The Lord is the blessing of the Creator. God are the judges. The man is bloodshed, and saying is incest. A command is nothing but idol worship means that anywhere where it is said command, it implies prohibition of idol worship. Here too, the word indicates commanded means he forbade him to idol worship. And here Adam HaRishon was commanded seven mitzvot, commandments. Commanded is idol worship. The Lord is the prohibition of the blessing of the Creator. God are the judges who sentence justly. The man is the prohibition on bloodshed. Saying is the prohibition on incest. From any tree of the garden, and not what is stolen, you may eat, and not an organ from an animal. From any tree of the garden you may eat indicates that he permitted him to eat everything, even the tree of knowledge, but he should eat them in a unification. And the tree of knowledge was not in unification with the rest of the trees of the garden. Because we see that Abraham ate from the tree of knowledge, and Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets ate from the tree of knowledge, and yet they lived. But the reason is that the tree of knowledge, is the tree of death. Anyone who takes it in himself alone dies because he has taken the potion of death. The meaning of the tree of knowledge is the Nukva Dizerampin. We should always unify her with the rest of the trees of the garden, the Sfirot of Zerampin, and then we can eat and receive the abundance from her, who is the tree of knowledge. This is the manner in which Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets ate from her. But one who does not unify the Nukva with Zerampin, her husband, but extends from her herself alone, then she is the potion of death, as it is written, "For in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die," meaning from her alone, because he separates and cuts the plantations, separating the Creator from his divinity. And this is why his sentence is death. Adam Rishon was pulling on his foreskin, separating the Holy Covenant, Yesod de Zerampin, from his place and portion from the Shekhinah. Hence, he was certainly pulling on the foreskin, leaving the Holy Covenant, the unification of the Creator, and his Shekhinah, his divinity. He clung to the foreskin, the Klipa, which separates the Creator from his divinity, the Shekhinah, and was tempted by the words of the serpent. And from the fruit of the tree, you shall not eat from it, lest you die. From the fruit of the tree is the woman, the Nukva de Zerampin. You shall not eat from it, because it is written, and her legs go down to death, meaning that the legs of the Nukva descend to the Klipot, where there is death, meaning if he extends abundance only from her when she is not in a zivug with her husband. It cannot be said that the tree of knowledge is the Sitra Achra and is not the Nukva de Gdusha, because there are fruits in the Nukva de Zerampin, and it can be said about her and from the fruit of the tree. But in the Sitra Achra, there are no fruits, because another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. So how does the text say about it, and from the tree of the garden? Indeed, it is written, on the day when you eat from it, you will surely die. This is why the tree is called the tree of death, even though it is the Nukva de Gdusha, as it's written, and her legs go down to death, even though she herself is life and Gdusha. That tree, the tree of knowledge, was watered from above. It grew and was glad, as it is written, and a river comes out of Eden to water the garden. The garden means the Nukva de Zerampin. And that river, Binah, enters the Nukva and waters her, giving her Mochin de Gadlut, and everything becomes one. Through these Mochin, Zerampin, and Nukva became one, because from there down, below Nukva de Zerampin, there is already separation, and they cannot receive those Mochin, as it is written, and from there it parted. This is so because below the garden, it is already separated and is not entirely godliness, since Nefesh Ruach, Debiyah, below the Nukva are not godliness.
Is there any question about the intentions we study at all? Sometime a person has states when he can't hold on to one intention, so he holds on to another form of intention. There are times when we long to know what we learn, meaning not to learn how to adhere to the Creator, whether to learn how to compare this text to Sfirot or Patsufim, as it speaks of all kind of forms that are similar to our world. There are things one can attribute himself to or relate himself to. As we are reading about Adam HaRishon, so where are those things in me? So he doesn't so much care for the connection, rather the discernments in the studying. No, there can be different ways. Nevertheless, of course, the desirable intention is to long. When one longs to know how in such states, he discovers the Creator. For we are speaking of the manners of the revelation of the Creator, meaning through all different depictions, it is given to us.
The article, and the serpent was cunning. Item 437. And the serpent was cunning. The serpent is the evil inclination who seduces to sin. The serpent was really a serpent, but indeed it was all one because it was some and was seen riding a serpent. The shape of the serpent is Satan, the evil inclination, who seduces people to sin and then rises and slanders. Thus it is all one. It can be said that the serpent is the evil inclination, and it can be said that it is a real serpent. At the time, the angel Sam descended from heaven and rode that serpent, and all the people saw his shape and fled from him. Sam and the serpent engaged in conversation with the woman and caused death to the world. Indeed, it is with wisdom that Sam brought curses upon the world, that he cunningly seduced them into sinning and sabotaged the first tree that the Creator created in the world, Adam HaRishon. That matter depended on Sam, him robbing the Mochin and the blessings from Adam HaRishon with his cunningness, making him sin with the tree of knowledge. Finally, the other holy tree came, Jacob, and took the blessings back from Sam. So the angel Sam, Esau's minister, would not be blessed from above, and so that Esau would not be blessed below, since Sam and Esau were built by the ruin of Adam HaRishon. Through the ruin of Sam and Esau, the Kedusha is rebuilt. Hence, because Sam robbed the blessings from the Kedusha with his cunningness, Jacob retook the blessings from Sam and from Esau with cunningness. And the reason why it was specifically Jacob who grew strong in that is to return the theft that Sam stole from Adam HaRishon, because Jacob was similar to Adam HaRishon. Jacob's beauty was as the beauty of Adam HaRishon, hence as Sam denied the blessings from the first tree who was Adam HaRishon, Jacob, who is similar to Adam HaRishon, denied the blessings from Sam above and from Esau below. Everything that Jacob took, he took from his own, which Sam stole from Adam HaRishon. This is why it is written, and a man struggled with him, being Sam. And the serpent was cunning. The serpent is the evil inclination. It is the angel of death. And because the serpent is the angel of death, it caused death to the whole world, seducing Eve to sin with the tree of knowledge. It's written, the end of every flesh has come before me, meaning the angel of death, who puts an end to every flesh, taking the souls from every flesh, and so it is called the end of every flesh. The serpent, started with Af, although, but also called Ire, meaning, although God said, thus he brought with him ire and anger into the world. He said to the woman, with this tree the Creator created the world, since the world was created by the Nukva. Therefore, indeed eat from it, and you will be as God, knowing good and evil, and you too will be able to create worlds through the Nukva. Zerampin is Elohim. His name is the Nukva, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Therefore, if you eat from the tree of knowledge, which is his name, meaning they would cling to the Nukva and to her abundance, and you will be as God, like Zerampin, and you'll be able to create worlds like him. The serpent did not say that because he had said, with this tree the Creator created the world. It would have been good because the tree is like an axe in the hand of the one who carves with it, since the tree of knowledge is a Nukva de Zerampin. Had he said that Zerampin created the world through the Nukva, he would have been telling the truth because he is operating in the Nukva like an axe in the hand of one who carves with it. For the Nukva has nothing of her own except that which Zerampin gives her. It follows that the operator is Zerampin, and this is certainly true. However, the serpent did not say so. Rather, he said the Creator ate from this tree, meaning that Zerampin received abundance from the Nukva, and then Zerampin created the world. Every craftsman hates his friend. Eat from the tree of knowledge, and you too will be able to create worlds. But this is a complete lie, because the Nukva receives everything from Zerampin, which is why he said, because God knows that on the day you eat from it, your eyes will open, and you will be as God, knowing good and evil. Because he knows that you will be as God and will create worlds like him, he commanded you not to eat from it. And all his words were lies. He was lying even in the beginning of the words, as it's written, although God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden, it is not so, because it is written, from any tree of the garden you may eat. So he permitted him everything. Rabbi Yossi said, the Creator commanded him on idol worship, on blessing the Creator, on the judges, on bloodshed, and on incest. But how many people were in the world of whom the Creator had to warn him? All those seven mitzvot were only on that tree, the tree of knowledge, since all the mitzvot cling to it. Anyone who takes the tree of knowledge, the Nukva alone, without her husband Zerampin, separates between Zerampin and Nukva. It follows that he takes her, imparting in the masses below, in the separated Bia, where there are the Klipot, which cling to the tree of knowledge. By that he takes upon himself the prohibitions of idol worship, bloodshed, and incest. One, he breaches the idol worship in those appointed ministers to whom he extends the abundance from the tree of knowledge. It follows that he is working for the appointed, which is idol worship. And two, he breaches the bloodshed, because the power of bloodshed depends on that tree, for it is on the left side, Gvura. And by that, Sam, Esau's minister, was appointed. Three, he breaches the incest, because the tree of knowledge is a woman. It is called a woman, Nukva Dizanampin, and it is forbidden to summon a woman alone, but together with her husband, so he will not be suspected of incest. The sin of the tree of knowledge is that he took the Nukva alone, without her husband. For this reason, in all seven mitzvot, he was commanded with a prohibition of that tree, the tree of knowledge. Once he ate from it, he breached all of them, because they are all gripped to it. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Of course, this matter, the prohibition of the tree of knowledge is so, since it is forbidden to be alone with a woman unless her husband is with her. What did that wicked one, Sam, do? He said, 'But I have touched that tree and did not die. You too come near and touch it with your hand and you will not die.' He added that of his own, for touching was not forbidden, but eating. Promptly after she touched the tree of knowledge, it's written, 'And the woman saw that the tree was good to eat.' Rabbi Yehuda said, 'That tree was emitting fragrances, as it is written, 'And the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed.' And because the scent was coming up from it, she coveted it to eat from it.' Rabbi Yossi said, 'Her seeing brought her the coveting to eat from the tree of knowledge and not the smell, since it's written, "And the woman saw." Rabbi Yehuda told him, "But after the sin it is written, and the eyes of both of them were opened. Thus, she did not obtain seeing until after the eating. But prior to the eating, she obtained only smelling." Rabbi Yossi told him that seeing this sight prior to the eating was in the measure of the tree, a female light, and that seeing brought her the coveting. But the seeing that she obtained after the eating was to a great extent in regard to the tree. This is why it is written, "And the eyes of both of them were opened," as it is written, "And the woman saw." The words "the woman" are accurate, showing that the seeing was in the light of a female.
Are there any questions for now?
A student from New York asks, "What does it mean to hold the intention and how do I do it?"
The intention is, what do I study? What am I exist for? What do I live for? What for? All that starts with a question mark. Then how do I respond to the question? So it's the essence. What do I want from being in a certain action, a weird action? Some book was taken that was written 2,000 years ago, not some modern book. And we read from it. I understand nothing from what we are reading, and what do they want by that? This is a very peculiar thing. If you are taking a book of some wisdom, some science, something which can open up and discuss with others, you are profiting from it, you are about to do something with it, but here, what's in it? So it's a question. The question is, what's essential here. The question is, what do you get out of it? You got up at 3, maybe even 2 o'clock in the morning, you come here and you read a book. You understand nothing about it. And the deed itself is a very peculiar deed. So here comes the question, do you get anything out of it? No. Money? No. Honor? Maybe, I don't know what, but it's not apparent that you get anything real in this world out of it. So what is the case? So a person who try to answer this question, what is he doing it for? He is in a certain intention, meaning what will I get from that deed? Say, I read now some text about snake, woman, Ziranpin maybe also. What names? I don't even understand them. So when I'm trying to reply to myself, what do I need it for? This is called the intention of the study. That's it. As we are saying in the street, we're saying, what's your intention? Meaning, what do you want? What do you want to achieve? Either that or what are you aiming for? Yes, Chaim.
We spoke about the comparison of lesson as it is now and the workshop. And it turns out that everything we read now, I felt that I could translate it to inner work.
Well, nice.
So when I compare it to the inner work that we do in a workshop, even with all this translation that I did, there's no interaction that we have in a workshop, and I don't feel how it's possible to convey this to work with others. Let's say to an action with me and others, where I have to annul myself and...
Well, no, this is something we can't, because we are not yet in the sensation, and we are not yet feeling that it is connected to us, that story itself. Nevertheless, we can see it and scrutinize the topic intellectually. What does woman mean, the tree of knowledge, snake, Ziranpin, Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the torments, as Yaakov appears instead of some, as a minister, all those things, at least we can see it and scrutinize them to have at least an external picture should be clear. Let's stabilize it. What will come out of it, we don't know, but let's at least establish that. So also all these details, if we accumulate them and discussing in order to advance from that onwards, this is already a stage of our development on the path.
Exactly. So this conversation is what we're missing. As soon as we have this conversation or discussion in a workshop, you can start feeling it with respect to others. But here is with respect to myself.
Correct. Hence, even this part of the scrutiny. It is written the external scrutiny of the writings. We should arrange certain depiction, certain image, like a diagram that is lacking. Correct. But the truth is, this is not pretty much. This is not the topic now. But yes, it can be done. We can take all those details, all this data, and arrange them in a list of definitions, and later on sit together and try and putting the image together. So what's this, what's that, what's here and there? First of all, establish the definitions, then the connection between them, meaning the hierarchy of order, and then what are the actions between them? The actions that occur between them. And then from here, maybe we will see the next state. How do we approach the inner work through that? How it is connected to us? Where are we in all that? Yes, it's possible. Think about it. Maybe we'll do. But for the time being, let's move to the next part.
Let's move on to the next part of the lesson.